Tzidkas HaTzadik Os Tes Vav Mitzvah Hu Zchus LaAdam SheTizdamin LiYadam. When a mitzvah comes your way, it's a big zchus. You shouldn't take it for granted that you get to do mitzvahs. It's a very big zchus. Mitzvah Hu Zchus LaAdam SheTizdamin LiYadam. Mitzvah is a wonderful privilege that came to a person's hand. Kamosha Amru Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. That the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. You think it's stam that you get to serve Hashem, the creator of the world, you get to talk to Hashem, you get to shake a lulav, which is Hashem's scepter, something that we're very sensitive to this time of the year, when Esther goes to Achashverosh, and she's hoping that he'll extend the scepter in her direction. You think it's stam that you get to blow a shofar, you think it's stam you get to put on tefillin. When a mitzvah comes a person's way, it's an unbelievable schus. And a person should feel humbled and should feel thankful for the opportunity to serve Hashem. Ukamosh Abu Bitosefta, like it says in the Tosefta, in Pei in the third parak, Ba'osa Shinizdamna Liyado Mitzvah Shikha Hevi Ola. What's the Tosefta? Turn to the last source. The Tosefta says, Maisa B'chassid Echad, source number 7. A story about a certain chassid, Sheshachach Omer B'soch Sadeh. Shechacha is a deep mitzvah. Because Shechacha means if I forget certain things in the field when I'm harvesting the field, I have to leave it for the poor. It's a crazy mitzvah because a mitzvah svichas kavana. Mitzvahs require kavana. The only way to do Shechacha is without kavana. You can't do Shechacha on purpose. You have to make a genuine mistake and genuinely forget to harvest that part of the field. So that's not good. It's not good to be forgetful. So if you forget to harvest part of your field and now it turns into a mitzvah, that's like a big inyan. Because in your messing up, you got a mitzvah. Usually you mess up a leads to an avera, or leads to the loss of a mitzvah. Here, dafka, when your forgetfulness led to a mitzvah. So look at this Tosefta and Pei, the last source. So Maisa b'chassid echad sheshachach omer b'soch sadeh. Once there was a righteous Jew, and he left a bundle in his field. When he was gathering in the bushels from his field, he forgot one. But Amr Lubino, so he said to his son, Save Hakriva life parla ulo parla shlamim. So he said, Wow, I got the mitzvah of Shechacha. I should bring a karba. I should bring a karba to Hashem. Avalava Marisalisvach, mitzvah zumi called mitzvah samus betorah. So he says, Father, why are you celebrating this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah? Why are you bringing a karba? You didn't say, you know, my son, I put on tefillin today, let's bring a karbon. Why are you so excited about this mitzvah shechacha? So the father, this chassid, again, he's described in this Tosefta as a chassid. So he says back to his son, Amar lo, kol mitzvah shebet Torah nasan l'ma makum l'da'ateinu, zo shalot l'da'ateinu. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, the way to do it is what? Is dafka with das. Is with awareness. This is the one mitzvah, except for maybe drinking a parm. This is the one other mitzvah where a person is mekayim the mitzvah through forgetfulness. That it's dafka, you can't do this on purpose. It's dafka if you honestly forgot a bundle in the field when you were gathering your produce. Now you have the mitzvah of what? Of giving that forgotten bundle to the poor. She'ilu asinua beratzel if ne'amakum lo basa mitzvah zuli adenu. Because had we acted willfully, we couldn't have done this mitzvah. So he said, I want to bring a karban. The fact that God has put me in a state of forgetfulness and it led to a mitzvah, I feel very fortunate that I've been given this opportunity to do the mitzvah. Avaloha rehu omer ki tiktsur kitzircha. Right? It says in the Torah that when you harvest your harvest, if you accidentally forget. So he says, two lines from the end of the final source, Kavalo akasav bracha, fellow dvarim kavachom. It says, a bracha in association with shechacha. So let's make a kavachomer. Ma im shalo niskavin lizchus or lizakos vizacha malin al akasav ki iluzacha. Haviskavin lizchus vizacha lachskam bakam. So if I get a mitzvah, when I messed up and Hashem turned that into a mitzvah, well, the more so when I turn my brain on and I try to serve Hashem, it's a great opportunity. But again, what do you see from this? The way that he celebrated the opportunity to do a mitzvah shows us that really has to be our attitude. It's such a big deal that Hashem lets us do mitzvah, and He cares. Hashem says, wow, I'm giving you an opportunity to learn my Torah. I'm giving you an opportunity to talk to Him. I'm giving you an opportunity to eat kosher food. I'm giving you an opportunity to wear tefillin. Every one of those things is a big schus. And if, God forbid, Hashem takes away a mitzvah from you, that's a very bad sign. Let's go back to our tzaddik, the third line. Uve Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah says, what happens if it rains on Sukkahs? If it rains on Sukkahs, the Mishnah says, the Gesham B'chag Simen Ra. Rain on Sukkahs is a bad sign. Because God's taking away a mitzvah from you. Hashem doesn't want you to do a mitzvah. Mashal v'chulu. What's the mashal? Remember the mashal in the Mishnah? It's the mashal of a servant who comes before the king, and he wants to dilute his wine, and the king takes the water and splashes it in his face, as if to say to the servant, you have no right to serve me. So when Hashem makes a rain on Sukkahs, that's Hashem's way of chasing us away. He says, I don't want you to serve me. I don't want you to have a mitzvah. So when we get a mitzvah, we take it for granted that I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. If Hashem allows you to do a mitzvah, that means He wants you. It's a gift He's giving you. A mitzvah is a schus. Uvechovas halavavos. Kasher Hashem yisvarach rotsa l'shloach doron la'ovo. When God wants to send a present to His beloved, mazmin lo ani. He sends a poor person to your door. So that you can give tzedakah, and you can have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So a mitzvah is a privilege. That's what Rav Tzaddik is trying to convey to us.
Is that Rav Tzaddik saying that?
He's quoting the Chovas HaLevavos. Okay, in the fifth line, and then we'll look at some of the sources at the bottom. V'lachein mavarchim shechiyanu al mitzvos shechavu esman. And that's why we say shechiyanu. Shechiyanu v'kivanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. If we get the chance to say that, right? If we get the chance to say that in a couple of days when we read the Megillah, what are we saying? Shechiyanu v'kivanu. Wow, we're so thankful we made it to this time. Because again, the fact that Hashem is allowing us to do His mitzvos is a big present, is a big gift, is a big schus. And we can't take it for granted. So let's learn the Mishnah that Rav Tzaddik actually began with. Remember, in the first line, what did he say? He said a mitzvah that a person gets is a gift, is a present, is a tremendous schus. And he quoted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Yeah? Before Mordechai Shapiro came along. Chazal actually had that line. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Okay? So let's learn. We're so used to the Hasidic interpretation, we forgot what Pashup Shad is. So let's learn Pashup Shad, and then we'll learn what Hasidus says about this Mishnah. It's Ben Azai, the one who's the author of the Mishnah. Look at source number one. Ben Azai Omer, Hevi Ratz, the Mitzvah Kalaka B'chamura. Ben Azai says you should run to a light mitzvah, like a heavy mitzvah. Uboreach min Aveira, you should run away from a sin. Shemitzvah goreres mitzvah, because one mitzvah leads to the next. Vavera goreres avera, and one avera leads to the next. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah v'schar avera avera. Because the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So what does that mean? What's Pashup Shat? What did Rav Avadya Mibar Tanura say when he wrote his commentary on the Mishnah? And the great, most classic, probably the most classic commentary on the Mishnah. So look at source number two. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, where it's bolded. What does it mean? The reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So look what he says. Don't be fooled. Rav Tzaddik's going to tell us a different shot. What's Pashup Shat? Schar mitzvah mitzvah says Rav Avadya Mibar Tanura, where it's bolded in source two. Sheminishamayim misayein wasminim biyad misha'asa mitzvah achas shiyasa acheres. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. If I did a mitzvah, I'll be rewarded with what? With the opportunity to do another mitzvah. Kedei l'seis lo schar al shteyen, so that he can get a reward for both of them. You're thinking about that Chavetz Chaim thing, right? About the whether it's
yeah.
Right? You always think about that. What's he saying? He's saying Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah means if you do a mitzvah, so Hashem says I'll reward you by giving you another mitzvah, and then when you do that second mitzvah, not only will you have one check in the book in heaven, but you'll get two checks in the book in heaven, and then eventually after 120 you'll cash in. That's the Pashup Shat. Schar mitzvah mitzvah means every mitzvah equals money in the bank. So the reward for one mitzvah is you get to do another mitzvah, which means you're going to have even more money in the bank. Because you did not just one mitzvah, but one mitzvah led to another mitzvah, and you're going to eventually cash in on both of them. That's Pashup Shat. Chassidus says totally different. Chassidus says, no. It's not one mitzvah gets you another mitzvah, and then you're going to cash in on both of them. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, Chassidus says, Berdichever says it so beautifully in Parshas Ekev. Schar mitzvah mitzvah means the reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. not this mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, and eventually you trade in all your tickets and you get a prize. That's the babyish understanding of Yiddishkeit, where I feel like, oh, I have to cash in on a prize, otherwise it's not worth it. The schar mitzvah means the schus that I get to serve the master of the world, the God who created 7.5 billion people on planet Earth and is providing life to all of them, and he cares if I get out of bed and daven in the morning. What, you want a prize on top of that? You want a sticker? Not a lollipop? Look what the Berditchever writes in source number 3. It's so beautiful. Kedushas Levi in Parshas Ekev. V'haya Ekev Tishmuun. V'shamar Hashem l'chos abris v'sachasit. Da'klal hu. Dibe'emes masha Kadosh Baruch Hu nosin schar ba'ara mitzvah. Ze'ha pachlus shebetanugim. The fact that God also gives you a prize at the end of the game is the smallest of pleasures. Olam Haba is nothing compared to the real pleasure. You know what the real pleasure is? V'atanug ha'ikar v'aschar hu ha'mitzvah gufa. But you know what the greatest pleasure is? If you're a mature Jew, the greatest pleasure is not that you cash in on a prize when the game is over, at the end of your life. The greatest prize is the fact that Hashem lets you play the game. It's not. Ask lahavdil, but ask a professional athlete. Right? What was more exciting, getting the trophy when you won the championship, or being in the game? The game, right? Of course, there's a certain moment of hisoyrus when you get that trophy and you get to raise the trophy and the crowd goes wild, right? But the game itself was infinitely more exciting. So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu lets us play a game that matters so much, that's a much greater tanug. That's a much greater pleasure. Masha Adam Osa Nachas Ruach Liyotzo, the fact that you do something and kiviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy, that you make Hashem happy. You want more pleasure than that? You want something else? Va'osu Ratzon Makayim Mitzvaso, the fact that you get to do His will and fulfill His mitzvah. What does the word mitzvah mean? What does savsa mean? It means attachment. It means friendship. It means companionship. The fact that you get to be buddies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He trusts you to do mitzvahs, what more do you want? What more could you possibly want? So says the Berditchever, that's the omek of shah, of schar mitzvah mitzvah. Not like the Bartanura said. Bartanura is giving us level 1. It's an entry point to Yiddishkeit. When you're first becoming religious, and you're a Bayim say, learn a lot of Torah and you'll get to go to Olam Haba. Like it's a big amusement park up there that you're trying to get to. It's a starting point. But says the Berditchever, the real pshat in Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, he writes in the 4th line, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, de gufa shel mitzvah hu atanug v'aschar ba'ara mitzvah. That what? That the fact that you get to do the mitzvah, what more can you possibly want? You get to be Hashem's partner in bringing Geula, bringing Mashiach. You get the mitzvah of serving the King of all kings. That's a big opportunity. The fact that you get to serve Him. Ah, and who wants to be a servant? A servant for God, the Creator of the world? That's. I'd rather be a servant, right? What was the Svar of Eliezer, Eved Avram? I'd rather be, right, if I have to be an Eved, I might as well be an Eved to Avram. And the Eliezer understood, being an Eved to Avram is not such an avdus. Being an Eved to Hashem is not a punishment, it's the greatest pleasure in the world. So that is the schar. The gufa shel mitzvah, who atanug v'aschar, about a mitzvah. U'masha Kadosh Baruch Hu m'shalem v'aschar l'olam haba, and the fact that you also get a sticker at the end, you get a prize when you finish the game, you get a trophy, hu pachlos shebetanugim. That's the smallest of rewards. Ikar atanug v'a mitzvah gufa. Masha adam oser ratzon habori, u'mesameach kaviyachol habori v'chol ha'olamos. The fact that the whole world rejoices when a yid, when you get out of bed and put your tefillin on in the morning, the whole world is clapping for you. Not the world, the physical world, the stars are clapping for you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is smiling down upon you, kiviyachol. So he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. What was the pasuk that the Berditchever was commenting on? V'haya ekev tishmuun. What does ekev mean? The heel, right? The heel is the bottom of the body. So to speak, the afterthought. Not the head, not the heart, not the kishkas. Right, the heel. V'haya ekev tishmun. Look how he reads the pasuk. V'haya ekev tishmun. Zehu ha'ekev v'sof ha'davar asher tishmun. V'shamar Hashem alokech alacha. What Hashem puts aside for you, that which Hashem stores away for you in the world to come, that's the ekev. That's the afterthought of the whole process of Avodas Hashem. Masha Yishmor Lecha Asa Chesed, turn to the top of the second side, Vahabris. The fact that Hashem says, you kept the promise, you kept the covenant, and I'm going to give you a prize. Yitav Lecha V'yishayim Lecha Schar, Hu Apachos Shebetan Nugim. That's the Ikev, that's the afterthought, that's the heel, that comes behind, dragging along at the end. Aval Iker HaTanug Hu Asiyos Ratzon Bono. The main pleasure is what? Is the fact that you get to serve Hashem. That's Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. That's what Tzadik wants to teach us tonight. That a Jew has to understand. If you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that's something to be very thankful for. Because it's very easy for mitzvahs to slip away. And sometimes a person even has a good excuse. There's a story where, I think it's in the Zohar, where the Anuka, there's a child who's this big tzaddik, and he stopped two tanaim on the road, and he says to them, you didn't say Kriya Shema today. He says, how do you know we didn't say Shema? You happen to be right, we didn't say Shema today. He said, I could see it on your face. I could see you didn't say Shema today. So the Tanaim say to the Anuka, yeah, but we were pater. Because we were being metapa with a meis mitzvah. I think we were metapa with a meis mitzvah. So we were exempt. We were involved with another mitzvah. He said, yeah, but the fact that Hashem gave you that mitzvah and took away another mitzvah shows that something's not right by you. Because if Hashem held you in good standing, He would have given you both mitzvahs. He would have let you say Shema and then come across the Meis Mitzvah. The fact that Hashem gave you one mitzvah which cost you another mitzvah is a sign that Hashem's not happy with you.
That's the Rav Melech story.
A sign that Hashem's not happy.
What about that story?
So get, what story?
Rav Zusha Rav Melech with the...
Well, with the jail.
Yeah.
Okay. So being able to have a mitzvah is a big plus. It's something to celebrate. You have the opportunity to serve Hashem, something to celebrate. Look at this Lashon that Tzaddik brings in source number 4. Or is Arul Tzaddik is another sefer from Tzaddik. So he says here, everyone knows that the height of pleasure is being attached to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes in the fourth line, in source number 4, Schar mitzvah mitzvah, shah ratzon shah mitzvah atzmi yaschar. Schar mitzvah mitzvah is that what? That the greatest desire of the mitzvah is that the mitzvah itself should be the reward. That a mitzvah, again, a mitzvah means attachment. Tzavsa in Aramaic means attachment. So when you attach yourself to Hashem, that's the greatest reward. That the whole point of a mitzvah is more and more dveikus. Like the Zohar says, 613 pieces of advice to achieve one thing, uvo sidbak, to cling to God. So if Hashem gives you a lot of ways to get stuck to Him, that's really good. That means Hashem likes you. So look what he writes where it's bolded. Im kein, it's a beautiful lashon. Look at this lashon. Im kein ha-reizek ka-omer she-schar ha-nichlas la-beis ha-melech, she-ha-nichlas la-beis ha-melech. What's the reward for coming before the king? Right? Someone says to you, oh man, it's so amazing to go before the king. So you start thinking, wow, if I go before the king, maybe he gives out money or something. You know, maybe he gives out a prize. The king's so rich, he must give away, like, have really good giveaways when you go to visit the king.
Dollar bills.
So you go to visit the king, and you walk into the king, and you don't get a prize. You come back to your friend, and you say, I don't get it. What was so good about that? I didn't get anything. You know, you didn't get anything. You went to visit the king. He said, yeah, but I didn't get anything. He said, what were you expecting to get? A handout? Don't you realize the fact that you got an audience with the king is the greatest prize in the world? So that's what Rav Tzaddik is saying. Look at this again. Look at the words again. Im kein ha-reza ka-omer she-schar ha-nichlas la-beis ha-melech, she-ha-nichlas la-beis ha-melech. The reward, the prize for going to the king is the fact that you got to go to the king. That's the greatest reward in the world. What more could you possibly want? And Rav Tzaddik is using this in the Sefer, or Zeru L'Tzaddik, to explain the question that the Rishonim asked, why does the Torah not talk about prizes? Mm-hmm. The Torah doesn't talk one place. The Torah doesn't have. It's only a hint that the Torah talks about Olam Haba. The Torah doesn't even talk about Olam Haba. All right, Wiederblank could give us 12 answers. Right, Wiederblank could probably rattle off all the answers of the Kli Yakar and Parshas B'Chukosai, right? The many answers. Why Olam Haba is not found in the Torah? Why does the Torah not talk about Olam Haba? Even in Shema, when it talks about reward, it talks about reward in this world. If you're a good boy, if you listen to the mitzvahs, then I'll make it rain in the proper time. And I'll make sure you have what you need in this world. Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. Why? So Rav Tzaddik says, because the Torah is not here to baby us. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. What more could you possibly want? Rav Tzaddik then goes on and says, okay, so why does the Torah promise the rewards in this world? But the Torah doesn't want to talk about rewards in the next book because that's not the point. It's not the tachlis of playing the game. The tachlis of playing the game. I still owe you an email. The tachlis of playing the game is that what? That schar mitzvah mitzvah. That schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the opportunity to do the mitzvah. There's nothing more. There's nothing more that a person can want in this world. Okay, and again, that's where tzaddik is saying it's tzidkas tzaddik. Mitzvah who is chus la'adam tishtiz dam in the adam. A mitzvah is what? Is a present that came your way. And again, he gave us three examples. He gave us the Tosefta and Peya, the chassid who forgot the stalks of grain in the field, and he celebrated that Hashem gave him that mitzvah. He gave us the example of the Mishnah and Sukkah, that if God doesn't splash water in your face on Sukkot, you should feel very fortunate, because it's a curse if Hashem makes it rain on Sukkot. And we gave the example of the Chovas HaLevavos, that if Hashem wants to send you a present, He sends a poor person to your door so you can give tzedakah, because God likes you. He wants you to have an opportunity to give tzedakah. There's a Medrash in Rus like that. The Medrash in Rus says more than the person who gives the tzedakah to the poor person does for the poor person, the poor person does for the Baal Bayis. He's doing you a favor. By taking your money, he's doing you a favor. Because you're investing in mitzvahs. And mitzvahs is schus. A mitzvah is an unbelievable schus. Since we're learning Kedushin this year, I want to just try to solidify the Mashpia, the Weinberger, in Tafshin Hayin Beis, in his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Told a story about the Rebbe Rashab and the Rebbe Rayatz. But he quoted a Rashi at the time. He quoted a Rashi in Kedushin. So since our Masechta this year is Kedushin, let's look at Rashi.
Today's a big day for the...
You know.
The Rayatz also, huh?
Today's a big day for the Rayatz. What was today?
Never mind. Isn't this the day that... Never mind.
Maybe you're right. No, I don't know.
Can't tell.
You're always up to date on these things.
Never mind, forget it.
What does it say in the second parak of Kedushin? How does the second parak of Kedushin begin?
It came to America.
A man can get married. Bo v'shluchal. So what's the Gemara's opening question? Good. Why does it say bo v'shluchal? Mitzvah bo. Yosem v'shluchal. It's greater to do the mitzvah yourself than to do it with a shliach. Why? Why is it better to do the mitzvah yourself than to do it with a shliach?
Abaya before Shabbos used to...
We see that the rabbis did it, but what? So what? That makes it better because rabbis do it? I mean, the answer is yes. If great people do it, it's good to copy them. But how did they know it's good? Why is there such a halachic principle? Better to do it on your own than to have someone else do it. Halachically, you can have someone do something on your behalf in many areas of Torah. So why is it always better to do it yourself? Look what Rashi writes in Kedushin in source number 5. Rashi says, "Dichi asik gufo b'mitzvos mekabel schar tfei." Because when you're what? When you're asik gufo, when you engage your body in a mitzvah, when you put your body into it, you get greater reward. What does that mean? So Rav Weinberger, again, in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, Tafshin Ayin Beis, he quoted the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Kedoshim. The Noam Elimelech says, why is it so, what happens when a person does a mitzvah? Again, we're talking tonight about the schus of doing a mitzvah. But realize, right, sometimes we get so lazy about mitzvahs. We feel like we're doing Hashem a favor. Rav Tzaddik is coming to flip it on the head and say, trust me, I promise you, you're not doing Hashem a favor. Hashem is doing you a huge favor. You got to give tzedakah, Hashem is doing you a favor. You got to drag yourself out of bed when you're tired and put on tefillin, Hashem is doing you a favor. You got to make a bracha before you put the food in your mouth, even though you're really hungry, that's Hashem doing you a favor. Hashem is giving you a privilege. So when you do a mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho, if you send someone else to do it, it doesn't impact you the same way. Again, what are Rashi's words? Dichi osek gufo mitzvahs mekabel schar tfei. Because when you do the mitzvah, when you're osek in the mitzvah with your own body, you get greater reward. Why? Rashi's telling us a little bit more, but why? So the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Kedoshim, in source number 6, tells us why. Heirish. Ki ha'adam tzarech lekadesh evar v'gida b'uvdin tovin. A person needs to use his limbs, his sinews, his blood, his sweat. He needs to use every bit of his body for uvdin tovin. The Rebbe of Melech, Suchusu again Aleinu, says you need to use your body for good things. Use your arm for good things. Use your legs for good things. Use your brain for good things. Use your heart for good things. To put your body into it. Ulyagon b'maisin tovim. To be in a state of what? Of yagia, of hard work, of good deeds. Shu'evarim mekudashim ledveikas habore barachu. Because when I serve Hashem with my body, I'm training each of my limbs to be attached to Hashem. I want my head to be attached to Hashem, I want my leg to be attached to Hashem, I want my kidney to be attached to Hashem. Right? I want my earlobe to be attached to Hashem. I want every bit of my body to be attached to Hashem. And I want to serve Hashem with every bit of myself. That I'm training the Evarim, and I'm working them hard. L'dveikos habori barachu l'avodaso, u'mizumanim shelo ya'akru klal machsheves romos hakel yisbarach. To make sure that my body doesn't become a separation between me and God, but my body gets trained to be attached to Hashem. V'lazen itztavinu b'mitzvos ha'avod l'biyadayim v'chol ha'gof l'manis gadish gufeinu shi'amuchan la'avod ha'borei ha'amiti. And that's why Hashem gave us mitzvos. To train every bit of, that's why there's so many mitzvos corresponding to so many different parts of our body. What sefer is written and arranges all the mitzvahs according to the various body parts?
Anatomy of the soul.
Anatomy of the soul, that's true. The Breslov book, Anatomy of the Soul, is excellent. And arranges all the mitzvahs according to different parts of the body and the different systems of the body. But what classic work? About 500 years before that? The Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim is divided up by mitzvahs and the corresponding body parts. Okay? So says the Noam HaMelech, what's the idea of having mitzvahs corresponding to all the body parts? Because I'm training, I'm making each body part muchan to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't be lazy about a mitzvah. It's a privilege. It means Hashem is inviting you to have a connection with Him. Hashem says, I want your ear and your eyes and your nose to be connected to me. I want your tongue and your lips to be connected to me. I want your legs to be connected to me. So what was the story that Mashpia told 5 years ago? He said that. Remember this?
No, this is the day he came to America.
Today's the day Rebbe Rayatz came to America? Gavaldik. So we'll tell a story. In honor of the Rebbe Rayatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe's arrival in America, we'll tell a story about the Rebbe Rayatz. What was the story? So before he was Rebbe, he was the Menahel of Big Lubavitch Yeshiva. And there was a certain boy in Yeshiva who they wanted to throw out of Yeshiva, they wanted to expel from Yeshiva. So the Rebbe Rayatz came to his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and he said to his father, the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, who was the Rebbe at the time, he said, what should I do with this boy? The Rebbe Rayatz told me, he's out of control. He's destroying the yeshiva. We have to expel him. So his father, Rashab, said, I'll give you an idea. Put him in charge of cleaning up the whole yeshiva for Pesach. And then we'll talk after. So he put him in charge of cleaning up the whole yeshiva for Pesach and doing all the cooking for the yeshiva for Pesach and organizing everything for the yeshiva for Pesach, which is a huge job. But this bacher was so empowered by that. He was schwitzing, he was cleaning, he was working, he was organizing, he was schlepping, right? And afterwards he had a complete turnaround. That Pesach turned around completely. He became a totally dedicated Ben Torah, bacher in yeshiva, and they were able to keep him in yeshiva. So the Rebbe Rayatz went back to his father, and he asked the Rebbe Rashab, he said, how did you know? How did you know that was going to work? It was such an interesting plan. You gave him so much more responsibility, and that helped to turn him around. And the Rebbe Rayatz said, yeah, because that's what a mitzvah does. If you engage the body in a mitzvah, especially a challenging mitzvah like Pesach, where you're down on the floor and you're scrubbing and you're cleaning and you're schwitzing and you're cooking and you're schlepping and you're shopping and you're bringing back the bags, right? When you engage the whole body in working for Hashem, in toiling for Hashem, guess what happens? The body becomes attached to Hashem. So it sounds like you're saying, realize a mitzvah is a big opportunity. Don't turn down a mitzvah opportunity. If a mitzvah comes your way, celebrate it. Embrace it. Yeah, it's hard work. But every time you work hard, it refines a different part, a different piece of the body. It aligns the body and the soul, and allows you to be davuk in a Kodesh Baruch. And that's what Rashi is telling us. That's why mitzvah bo yosef mishlucho. Because when you do the mitzvah yourself, every bit of your body gets involved with it. Techi osik gufo mitzvah makabel schar tei. You get greater schar. But tonight we have a different understanding of what it means to get greater schar. Greater schar doesn't mean you get more points from the scoreboard in Shemayim. Greater schar means what? Greater schar means you get greater attachment to Hashem. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. But the reward for the mitzvah is the opportunity itself. And to embrace that opportunity and to cherish that opportunity. And to relish that opportunity. Okay, so let's go back to Rav Tzadok. And now let's finish the piece. So it says Rav Tzadok. Again, let's take it from the top one more time. Mitzvah, whose chos la'adam shetiz damin liyadah. A mitzvah is a gift is a privilege that has come to your hand, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Like we saw from the Berdichever, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, that Bahaya Ekev Tishmun, the Ekev, the afterthought is that you get a reward in Olam Haba. That's why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. The Torah is not interested in Olam Haba. The Torah is interested in Olam Haza. That's the famous story of Aaron Cutler. You know this place of Aaron Cutler went with a Talmud to Florida. He's raising funds for the yeshiva. So he comes to some rich guy's house, a big viewer's house, and he knocks on the door. And the housekeeper, you know, the live-in help, opens the door. It's a huge mansion. Rav Aaron's there with this bacher. This bacher's like looking around. He's like just, you know, checking out this house. He's never seen anything like this. So the housekeeper says, "Oh, you know, my boss, Mr. So-and-so, he's out back by the pool. You know, like, Rosh Hashiva can go around to the back, you know, if you want to talk to him." The proper thing would have been to get out of the pool and talk. Okay, he said, if anyone comes, just send them around back. So Aaron comes down to the back of the pool. The guy's like sitting there, like, you know, on a raft, floating in his huge pool. He's got like a, you know, nice little iced tea. So he paddles over to the side. Aaron, the Gedolia there is like bending down, asking him for, you know, oh, can you support the yeshiva? So he says, yeah, okay, go tell the housekeeper to get my checkbook and I'll give you a check. So when they leave, the bacher says to Rav Aaron, he says, you know, Rebbe, I know that we have Olam Haba. But you gotta admit, this guy's got Olam Haba. So he saw that house. He saw how many cars he had in the driveway. I never saw such a... So Rav Aaron got very serious. Rav Aaron said, Nain. He said, we have Olam Haba. He said, we get to learn Torah. We have Olam Haba. He said, this is Olam Haba? This is not Olam Haba. Maybe this is Olam Haba. We have Olam Haba. Sitting and learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, that's Olam Haba. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. That's the part. There's nothing greater than that. If you understand what a mitzvah is, a chance to connect to Hashem, what more could you possibly want in this world? So it sounds like he gave us his three examples, and he said again in line 5, let's continue, line 5. V'lachin mevarchim shechiyanu al mitzvos. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kyanu l'zman hazeh. Thank you Hashem, wow, I get to eat matzah again. On Pesach, what a schus. I get to light the menorah again. I get to hear the Megillah again. So many things have happened since the last time I heard the Megillah. I get to hear the Megillah again, I'm alive to hear the Megillah again. What a schus. What an unbelievable schus. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kyanu l'zman hazeh. So it says with tzaddik, now we can explain the different lashonos that we find where? At the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Again, as you remember, the first pieces in the Sefer Tzivkas HaTzadik are all explanations of what? Of the opening Gemaras in Maseches Brachos. So he says, with this we can explain the Gemaras at the beginning of Brachos. Line 6. V'zehu alashon zachayim lechol b'truma. We know that the time for Kriya Shema, the first Mishnah in Brachos, he recites Koran Shema Ba'arvin. When do you recite Shema at night? From the times that Kohanim go in to eat their truma. From the times the Kohanim, that's how the Mishnah writes it. But in the Gemara on Daf Beis Mabez, there are other opinions and they use different lashonos. So for example, says Rav Tzaddik, you find one opinion in the Gemara from the time that Kohanim are what? Zakayim lechol trumasa. From the time that the Kohanim have the zchus to eat truma. Interesting lashon. From the time that the Kohanim have the zchus to eat truma. Why is it a zchus to eat truma? The farmer has produce. The farmer has a mitzvah to give some of that produce to the Kohen. The Kohen eats a sandwich. The Kohen takes the produce and eats it. What do you mean he's zochet? The zchus of eating truma. Okay, it is a mitzvah, but it's also just his lunch. Leave the guy alone. Let him eat lunch. Why was this lush with zakayim? Zakayim echol truma. So he says, da'achilas truma mitzvah. Kedi'isav b'psachim. Because eating truma is a mitzvah. And therefore, the Gemara, to sensitize us to what a chusid is to do a mitzvah, it says that the time for saying Shema at night is the time that the Kohen has this chusti truma. Because it's a chusti truma. And he says, look in the Gemara Pesachim, and you'll see what I'm talking about. What does it say over there in that Gemara Pesachim? That Gemara Pesachim, Daf, Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, says, on the Pasuk, Avodas Matana Atenas Eskunascha. The Gemara says, Avodas Matana Atenas Kunascha. The Gemara says that the Pasuk is telling us that eating Truma outside the Beis HaMikdash, which you're allowed to do, is equated with doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So if Tzaddik is bringing that as an example, is saying that what? When the Kohen just eats his supper, That's like doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a schus. It's a privilege. It's a huge opportunity. Doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash is a huge opportunity. Well, guess what? When you get to do a simple mitzvah like sitting at home and making a brach on your sandwich, that's also a big opportunity. Appreciate it. It's a schus that's been given to you. Okay? V'tana didan. In the seventh line, v'tana didan. In our tana, meaning, how did the Mishnah say it? The time for saying Shema at night is what? Nishash kohanim nechnasim lechel trumasim. What does nechnasim mean? From the time the kohanim enter to eat the truma. That's a weird way to describe eating truma. What does it mean you enter to eat truma? So Tzaddok, being a Chassidish Rebbe that he was, being a Talmud, or a Talmud Chaver, I guess, really, of Rav Leibola Eger, right, of a Talmud of the Ishbitzer, Rav Leibola was known for hours and hours of hachana before doing a mitzvah, preparing for hours and hours, way past man, to do a mitzvah. So it says Rav Tzaddok, Kishosh HaKohanim Nichnasin Lechol Truma. At the time the Kohanim enter to eat Truma. What does it mean entering to eat Truma? La'uruye the Kohanim's reason. It comes to remind us that the Kohanim who are Zaris, the Kohanim who are quick to do a mitzvah, there's reason Magdim in Lemitzos, that a Kohen is quick to do a mitzvah, he appreciates a mitzvah, he doesn't delay doing a mitzvah, he jumps at the first opportunity. V'take up a rega rishona shemetuharim heim Nichnasin. The second that the Kohen is able to do the mitzvah, he jumps to do the mitzvah. Right? B'shash Kohen Nichnas, and the time the Kohen enters, the second he's eligible to eat Truma, he wants to do it because he wants such a schus. I don't want this mitzvah to disappear on me. So he grabs the opportunity of the mitzvah. But why is it called Nichnasim? It says with Tzadok, Shemiyad Be'igi Azman HaMitzvah, Yaschil HaKnisa, V'Hachana LaMitzvah. Because at the time the mitzvah arrives, immediately he what? He begins to enter the mitzvah. Why would you call doing a mitzvah entering a mitzvah? Because if you're a chassid, you don't just rush into a mitzvah. You need to prepare for the mitzvah. You prepare at the earliest opportunity. And you prepare for many hours until you feel that you're worthy of doing the mitzvah. So he says that's what it means. B'shasha kohanim nechnasin lechol truma. At the time, the kohanim, trust me, it says Rosalta, they value the mitzvah. They jump at it as soon as they can. But what do they jump to do? They jump to start preparing. Because a chassid doesn't just do a mitzvah right away. A chassid understand that part of an appreciation that a mitzvah is a big deal is that I prepare myself mentally, emotionally, physically to be able to do the mitzvah. Because it's a privilege. It's not something I just want to do and get out of the way and then get a ticket to cash in after 120. That's not what a mitzvah is. V'agav orche kamash malan t'tzarech k'nisa v'achana l'mitzvah v'lo och l'miyah. And again, derech agav, in passing, it's hinting to us with this word nechnasim, k'nisa, it's hinting to the fact that what? That a person who values mitzvahs doesn't rush into. You run to do the mitzvah, but you also spend time preparing for the mitzvah. And that's part of the expression of your appreciation for the mitzvah. And lastly, he says, in the final section, he says the third expression that we find in the Gemara is that what? That the time for saying Shema at night is the time that the Kohanim, Mishasha Kohanim, Mituharim Lechol B'Trumasa. At the time that the Kohanim are purified to eat their truma. Now, we have to stop because we have about a minute left. So I'll just tell you outside what he says here. He says, he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos, Meseches Brachos, raises the following question. It says that an Ani eats his meal at the same time that it's time for saying Shema. Mm. So Tosfos raises the question, but hold on a second. We know from later in the Masechta, and we know from Masechta Shabbos, that you're not allowed to eat a meal at the time that you have to do a mitzvah. You're not allowed to sit down to have a meal at the time you do the mitzvah. So Tosfos says, well, it must be that the time for the Ani to say Shema is right before, right? The time for the Ani to say Shema is right before he sits down to eat his meal. So an Ani will say Shema, and then immediately afterwards he'll sit down to have his dinner. So that way it's not a halachic problem. He says Shema slightly before, and then he goes to eat his meal. Even though the Gemara makes it sound like those two times are exactly the same, which raises the shalom. So how do you sit down to eat a meal? You have to say Shema first. But no, he says Shema a little bit before, and then he eats his meal. So Rasalik says the idea of saying Shema before you eat a meal is, again, this is connected to this idea of hachana. The idea of saying Shema and davening Shemona Esrei, davening Ma'ar before you have dinner, right? Which again, the halacha says, really, you're not allowed to sit down to eat a meal until you daven maariv. We rely on the fact that we have set, we have so many options for minyanim, or we have a minyan I daven every night at 10 o'clock. It's not going to forget. I can eat dinner at 6 o'clock, and I daven maariv every night at 10 o'clock. Right? So we're not worried that the meal is going to distract me from catching maariv. But this idea of what? Of davening before I go to eat a meal is a reminder that what? That really, before I sit down to eat a meal, I have to prepare myself. I have to undergo a process of achana. And he says, every time we make a bracha, what we're really doing when we make a bracha, we say, Baruch atah Hashem. Let's say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We're saying, Baruch atah Hashem. We're talking directly to Hashem, you, Hashem. And then we're saying, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. The one who is motzi lechem min haaretz. We're talking in a more reserved way. So what's this idea? We talk directly to Hashem, and then we pull back. Right? So he says, that parallels also tefillah, and Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Somachu Shemayim, being able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his point is, every time we do a mitzvah, right, the hachana, and again, Rav Tzadok is talking like the Chassidish Rebbe that he was, the hachana that goes into a mitzvah is part of our expression of our appreciation of a mitzvah. So again, the main thing we learned tonight is that a mitzvah is a big opportunity. And Rav Tzadok gave us countless examples of how if a mitzvah comes your way, appreciate it. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. That when it coincides to eat truma, yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's his dinner. Let the guy eat the truma. The Mishnah says, no, no, no. The time for eating truma is the time of saying Shema. It's Kabbalah Somach Shemaim. It's tefillah. It's attaching yourself to Hashem. Zakayin lechol truma. It's a schus to eat truma. It's a schus to put on tefillah. It's a schus to keep kosher. It's a schus to follow taras mishpacha. It's a schus that requires us to say Shachiyana v'kimana v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. So here it's Hashem, we should value Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, not only like Bartanura taught us. That if you do one mitzvah, Hashem will give you another mitzvah, and then you'll get extra points in Shemaim. No. That's level one. We're trying to be mature Jews. That's how we're learning Chassidus. We're trying to be mature Jews. Mature Jews understand that Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, there's no greater schus in the world. The Torah doesn't talk about Olam Hava, because Olam Hava is not what it's about. It's about the opportunity to have tzav, so to have attachment to Hashem in this world, and to be davuk to the creator of the universe. Okay, Shkoyach. We thank Rav Tzadok for teaching us once again.